If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Let's begin.
When I was very young, something really scary happened. There was a gun in the back of my parents' truck, and it accidentally went off. So the bullet went through my mom's wrist and then through my left foot. But luckily, I still have my foot, and I was okay. Now let's jump ahead 34 years to March 2018. I was dealing with a really bad ear infection and couldn't sleep because my head hurts so much. On other end, my fiancé Steve, who works in construction, takes sleeping pills to help him sleep. One Thursday night, we went to bed because Steve had to wake up early for work on Friday. I was finally getting better from the ear infection, so this night I was sleeping really deeply for the first time in days. But I woke up to a noise. At first, I thought Steve was just getting up for the bathroom or something. So I went back to sleep. But then I heard shouting. I was still half asleep and not really thinking. A few minutes later, I heard more shouting. I jumped out of bed and stood up in the dark. Then I realized it was Steve yelling. I was confused and thought maybe the police were in our house or something. But the first words my brain actually understood were, "Give me the money." I was like, "Wait, what? The police don't shout that. What's happening?" Steve is completely naked, running at these attackers, and then he slams our bedroom door, trying to stop them from getting to where I am. These guys are trying to force the door open, and Steve keeps slamming it shut. Suddenly, I start hearing loud noises. These guys are actually shooting at us. I see Steve moving around the room like Spider-Man, trying not to get hit by a bullet, but also keeping our door closed so they can't reach me. I hear Steve yelling, "Get the gun, get the gun." And I'm wondering, how would I go after these intruders and try to get their gun? As I mentioned, I was sleeping really hard and my brain was not working well. Finally, I realized Steve is talking about getting our gun. Yeah, I'm not very smart, so I turn on the light, grab our gun, and give it to Steve. But the intruders, who are really terrible people, have already run out the same way they came in, through the back door. Later it turns out, our not-so-smart roommate didn't lock the back door. Anyway, I'm shaking, and almost hysterical now. But Steve got grazed by 2 of the 6 bullets that were shot at us. I spent a whole month taking care of his wounds and helping him get better. We also got a dog and installed a home security system. Sometimes I still put a chair under the doorknob at night. And I haven't had a good night's sleep in about 2 years. Most nights, Steve would have slept through anything because of his meds, and I would have woken up to the danger. But by some miracle, he heard them first. He protected me and himself like a true hero. He was supposed to be in Florida until the next week, but came home early. I shudder to think about what those 2 armed robbers might have done to a sleeping deeply and not knowing they were there until it was too late. Sometimes I feel like I'm cursed, or that the people who love me the most always end up taking a bullet for me. First, my mom went through it, and now my fiancé has too. It really scares me to think that anyone close to me goes through these gunshot situations just because they're close to me. To those terrible intruders who broke into my house and took away my feeling of safety, I really hope karma gets you.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm 29, and I live along the Appalachian Range in lower West Virginia. I've been going backpacking and camping for years, exploring different trails all around the nearby mountains. My best friend, who lives just a few miles from me, would often join me on these hikes. We usually planned one big trail every year in the fall, being anywhere from a few days to a whole week of backpacking and camping. In 2019, we planned to take a trail across the range to a small lake at the top of the mountains. In the days leading up to the trip, though, my friend had to call it off because of an emergency at his work. I'd already taken the whole week off of work and had everything ready to go, so I decided to just go alone. On Monday morning, I drove to a nearby trailhead, then started my route. This wasn't a regular recreational trail like you typically see on a 4-hour hike. These backpacking trails didn't have defined paths, so you have to use maps, compasses, and landmarks to navigate where you're going. Typically, there's a large landmark in the distance, like a specific rock formation that you hike toward. And when you get there, you could see your next landmark and so on. I spent the first 2 days hiking toward a ridge in the mountains. When it got dark on the second day, I set up camp several hours from reaching the ridge. I pitched the tent and got a fire going, then heated up some of the food I brought in my bag. The sun had already set, and it was around 8 o'clock when I laid in my tent to rest and read. I left the fire going, planning to put it out before actually sleeping. 20 minutes into reading, and through the fire crackling outside, I heard the strong sound of a stick snapping right behind my tent. I jolted up. My first thought was a black bear, possibly having smelled the food I cooked earlier. I didn't hear anything else, though. I crawled out of the tent and shined a flashlight into the tree line behind my tent. Nothing. I called out aggressively to scare away any predators, but again, there were no sounds of anything running away. It was really strange because the stick snapping was very distinct, definitely being from something stepping on it. I stayed outside the tent for a while, looking around constantly before putting out the fire and going inside. I found it really hard to sleep that night because I was so focused on listening for more sounds. In the morning, I was almost surprised to have even slept through the night. I packed my tent and everything else at the campsite, then continued along until I reached the ridge. From there, it was a straight shot to the lake. I was moving fast, trying to get there before dark so I wouldn't have to move my campsite again the next day. I arrived with about an hour to spare before sunset. The lake was beautiful, very much worth the hike. I walked around it, enjoying the scenery, then pitched the tent and set up my camp on the tree line beside the lake. As I sat by the fire, I kept turning around, hearing soft noises somewhere between the trees behind me. I figured I was just being paranoid, but it was really creepy. It almost sounded exactly like footsteps, but I knew nobody would be out here. I would have seen their tent when I walked around the lake. It was too dark at this point to see anything further than a few feet, so looking around wasn't an option anymore. An hour later, I got in my tent and laid down. Every few minutes, I would hear footsteps again. They were barely too quiet for me to tell for sure what they were, though. Eventually, I got so tired that I fell asleep. What I think was only an hour after I fell asleep, I woke up to the sound of someone running away from my tent. I jolted up and grabbed my flashlight, rushing out of the tent and looking in the direction of the footsteps. I saw the bare back of them running away in the distance. My heart was beating rapidly. I looked down and saw footprints all around my tent, like they had been walking around me and searching the campsite. I tried to get the campfire going again as fast as I could so I could see better. I was terrified. I had nowhere to go and nobody to help me. I sat at the fire all night, keeping my head on a swivel, but I never saw or heard anything else. I snapped a few pictures of the lake, then started the hike back. I had planned to stay for a whole day. I wasn't comfortable anymore, feeling like I was being followed. I was able to make it back without any more trouble, thankfully. But along my journey, I began noticing several things missing from my backpack. Small things like food, a few tools, etc. But I always had my bag with me. Even today, I wonder if whoever had been outside my tent that one night had actually snuck inside and stole from my bag while I was asleep. Even the thought of it makes my whole body...
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Every year as a kid, my family would go on these big camping trips. I was always really excited because we lived in Arizona where there's pretty much nothing and we'd camp in Washington. Seeing trees and grass was my favorite part, but I also got to see all my cousins, and even though we only saw each other a couple times a year, we were really close. My favorite cousin, who was more like a brother to me, was Luis. He was a year older than me, and we were inseparable when together. Because of what happened, we became even closer after that camping trip. I think it took us both a while to understand what really went on and what more could have happened to us. It started when we had been there for 2 days already. Most of our family was either in the lake or by the campfire talking. Luis didn't like to swim, so we decided to play in the woods instead. We played a version of tag called Bandit. We'd switch off being the cop and chase the other one, who was the bandit, until we'd catch them. We would play for hours, but in the woods, it's easy to just keep running and not know where you're going. We tried our best to stay within viewing distance, but when Luis started chasing me with a huge stick, I guess my adrenaline kicked in the hyperspeed. I don't know how long I ran for, but eventually I ended up at an old-looking trailer. Luis wasn't far behind, but I remember him throwing the stick down, his focus now on what we both assumed was an abandoned trailer. We discussed investigating it further, and I'm not really sure why, but we decided not to. We started walking back, but we didn't really know where we were going. Probably about 10 minutes into our walk, we saw a couple coming towards us, pushing a shopping cart full of stuff. The woman approaches us and is really nice, while the man stayed back. She asked if we were lost, who we were with, our names and ages, and I remember when we told her how old we were. She looked back at the guy, and then to us again. She told us we don't have to be scared, and she'll help us find our way home after they drop off their stuff at their campsite. She said we could also make s'mores if we wanted. Luis and I were hesitant, but she seemed really nice, and it was still daytime. So, for some reason, that made everything way less suspicious. In my 7-year-old brain, bad people only do things at night, so we were fine. We walked with them for a while, following them back to their camp. While her and Luis were talking, I glanced over at the shopping cart. It was filled with a bunch of rusty metal things, in what looked like to be nothing new. Nothing was in bags. Everything just looked like trash they'd found somewhere. I started to get really uncomfortable, and I could tell Luis was too. Every time I'd look over at the guy, he was never smiling, and sometimes he'd be staring at me with a blank stare. This was 18 years ago, and I still remember how creepy he looked. We walked a bit further until the trailer came back into view, and the woman grabbed Luis and mine's hands and asked if we were excited for s'mores. Suddenly, I heard Luis's name being called, and then mine. We all stopped for a second, and the lady squeezed my hand a bit tighter. She asked something to the guy along the lines of what they should do. He responded, but I don't remember what he said. The lady started to turn us toward the trailer while holding us tighter and tighter. She started to speed up as well into sort of a fast walk. I looked back and saw my sister through the trees. Without hesitation, I yelled her name, and the lady immediately let go of my hand. Luis and I ran to her as she made her way towards us. My sister yelled to the others that she'd found us. My mom and dad thanked the couple who had told them this elaborate story on how they've been trying to find our parents for a while now, and that we're such sweet boys and everything. I remember my parents inviting the couple over for burgers, but thankfully they declined. I think because the lady was so nice and that we were found safe that my parents didn't think twice. I do recall my dad and uncle talking about how creepy the guy was, though. My cousin and I ended up telling my sister who found us that the couple was weird, but I don't think she understood what we meant. It wasn't until my cousin and I were old enough to understand that some people have really bad intentions, we talked about it again in depth, and we both came to the conclusion that by the looks of it, they were tied on money and were probably going to sell us or something. For years growing up, I had kept this from my parents because I was supposed to be the strong man of the family, and thinking about that time made me feel gross and preyed upon. Luis also felt embarrassed as he was older than me, and felt he had failed to protect me. We eventually told our parents a few years ago, but I wish we had told them immediately, and maybe something could have been done. Nowadays, I never let my kids out of my sight, and always let them know that they can tell me anything without fear of being judged, especially my son.
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of nursing, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our online RN to BSN, MSN, or DNP degree programs allow you to balance online coursework with local in-person clinical, practicum, or immersion hours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.